Enter. Ah, novice. Thank you for coming. Remain standing, please. Remember that our constant goal is to grow closer to the divine through a life of simplicity. Chairs are a luxury, and not one I'm sure you deserve if the rumors are true. I wish I could believe the shock you're putting on that charming face of yours. But frankly, it's not a convincing deception. You didn't even protest my accusation. Shameful, really. You simply tried to look innocent, hoping your naive allure would cover the multitude of sins with which you stand charged. Shall I list them, or do you want to purge this impurity with your own whore mouth? Now you cast your face down in shame. You can't meet my eyes now that I know your vices of the mind and flesh. No matter. You seem unable to speak, yet willing to accept the charges against you. I wonder, does this mean you're willing to atone for your sins, child? Answer! I will not suffer such defiance by the likes of you. You are nothing but a lowly creature of ill repute. Admit that your foul heart is full of sin. Listen and obey. Do not make me repeat myself. Take 3 steps forward. Strip to your underthings and bend over. Place your palms flat on the desk. I am going to list your sins whilst punishing your backside. I must admit, your insubordination has angered me, child. That may affect my aim, but the cane will still strike true. Be it on your back, your ass, or your thighs, this will serve as a sharp reminder of your wrongdoing. Firstly, you have been remiss in your piety. Others have witnessed your mind wandering away from the divine during supposed times of quiet contemplation. This is unacceptable. Secondly, you are accused of deliberately flaunting yourself to cause others to lust over your sinful body. The way you move your body so enticingly, the way your eyes linger, you incite lascivious thoughts in others, perhaps even actions. Impermissible. Lastly, you are accused of a most salacious wrongdoing. Possessing desires of the flesh so depraved, you could never enter the afterlife with a pure soul. See how you tremble with guilt, child. Your thigh muscles clench in anticipation, and sweat is trickling down your spine. From behind, you almost look capable of salvation. But you aren't repentant, are you? Given the chance, you would play out any number of perverted sexual fantasies, wouldn't you? I see you for what you truly are, a hellbound deviant. Enough of this. Striking you gives me no lasting pleasure. You must truly atone for your sins. On your knees, child. No, 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 don't pray aloud. It hurts my ears to hear such insincere pleas to your creator, you pitiful thing. How you sob and shake. Maybe you should consider appealing to someone else for mercy in the afterlife. Someone more forgiving. Turn your tear-streaked face to me, child. That's it. You do look almost angelic in your contrition. If only I could trust the impure soul behind those deceptively innocent eyes. We must enact the sacrament of penance to redeem you of your transgressions. Take heart. Your repentance is nigh. I will sit here on the edge of the desk. Lean forward, little novice. Take off your crucifix. I'm going to wrap my own rosary around your neck instead. Why, yes, the cross is upside down on mine. How observant you are. As is my duty, I'm going to help you. Once I've spread my legs and settled myself, place your mouth on my sex. Don't protest. Obey me, if you care about the fate of your immortal soul. We shall ensure your place in the hereafter together. Ah, the feeling of your lips makes me think there may be some good in you, reprobate. Tell me, does this act of redemption remind you of taking the Holy Sacrament? On your knees like a good sinner in church. Only this time. There's no cushion to pad your knees from the hard floor. The very picture of willing surrender. Your lips open. Moving forward in anticipation of tasting a morsel. A few drops. From a heavenly body. The rush of heat through your body, like the blush in your cheeks after taking divinity into your mouth. How do I taste on your tongue, little one? Perhaps like freedom. Keep your filthy mouth busy between my legs. It's no use gasping in shock now. Look how you pant and shiver below me. You nearly seem redeemable in your pitiful state of distress. I've been acting quite unlike a leader of the church, haven't I, little lamb? My actions are not those you'd ever expect from someone in my position of authority. Do you want to know why? Very well. In light of our newfound intimacy, I'll give you the gift of forbidden knowledge. A secret, if you will. I am not a holy person. I am vice personified. I am lust. I am greed. I am pride. I am gluttony. I am wrath. I am envy. I am sloth. and all that you secretly desire. I'm going to use this body to consecrate you. Yes, you can touch yourself. I want you to fully indulge in your sinful feelings. You aren't simply a vessel to be used. Only one of us experiencing orgasm would be nothing but a vulgar memory to go with your aching knees upon the morrow. But both of us, coming together will free you. That's what we're doing. Freeing you from convention, from expectation, even from sin itself. Let me help you see paradise, lost one. Place your hand on your neck to better feel the flow of your livelihood get restricted. There, right over the beads of my rosary. Press your fingers into the flesh. It will increase your arousal. That's right, little novice. Touch faster. Just there. The place that makes you bury your mouth onto me as you moan. Don't falter in your attentions on me or yourself. When we reach climax, it will be the most intense experience of your life. You will ascend this astral plane through the power of the impure sensation itself. But do not think. Do not struggle. Simply experience the rebirth of your moral self as you orgasm. Tighten the grip of the hand on your throat. Feel your breath and your blood leave you. Feel pleasure flooding to fill the empty space inside you. Tighter. Give yourself fully to me. Together we shall pay tribute to the death of innocence. Tighter as you come for me, little novice. Come for me, lost lamb. Come with your true master. We need to perform one last act together to complete the sacrament of penance, my dear child. Don't be frightened. I'm just going to bend down and kiss you on the forehead to seal our unholy accord. Before you leave, you need to make yourself presentable.
Give me back my rosary.
Let's get it away from your lovely throat, lest I be tempted to take you down the path to hell with me here and now. Good. Straighten your attire. Don't forget to don your own crucifix. Go on. It's not going to burn you. Look into my eyes. You must give me your full attention. I have a final reminder. These very eyes may be glazed over in polite blankness the next time you see them. Possession doesn't last forever. But you do well to not forget this experience. You came with me, and you were set free. That is forever. Now go. Oh, a novice. I swear upon the second circle of hell, I will come for you again. You are dismissed.